This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Patriots Monday here on WEEI Afternoons, and we go right to the guest line as we do at this time each and every week to talk to Patriots cornerback and team captain Marcus Jones. Marcus, how are we doing this week?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I know you guys don't get to celebrate for long because there is a playoff game on the horizon, a prep week and all of that, but do you have a moment? Did you have a moment last night at any point or today to just look back and say, wow, we won 14 games. We won 4 games each of the last 2 years, and we won 14 games this year. How much do you appreciate what you guys have accomplished this year so far?
Man, I appreciate it, you know, a lot. And, yeah, we did have time, you know, to look back and everything. You know, it came down from, you know, ever since the game ended and everything like that, man. It's been a long journey, and we're just happy about it, but we're not satisfied, you know, from the situation of, you know, just where we are, you know, now, you know, it's a whole nother season per se in that mindset, but now we're excited for, you know, how far we've become and everything like that. And just taking it one day at a time is the same motive and everything. So, you know, we're getting back right, and we're going to lock back in and everything like that this week.
Did you get out and treat yourself to some new socks this morning to celebrate?
No, I already got enough.
You know, Marcus, just first, I'll be full disclosure, first a compliment, then a question. I believe you've been the best defensive player on the Patriots this season. That's just my own commentary. I think you've had an awesome season. It's really remarkable to see how the game has elevated this season. But I'd like to get your perspective on how you believe over the course of this impressive season with Terrell and Zach and Mike Vrabel that your game has evolved and elevated.
Yeah, man. First off, thank you so much. I would say, you know, it's crazy because, you know, it's how there was one way, you know, we kind of had like a defensive scheme for a very long time here in New England. And, you know, the history and everything like that with the defense was great and everything, but just being able to adapt, you know, as a player, it's hard to do in certain, you know, schemes and everything. And I feel as though, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, those guys, they put people in a place to where, you know, guys can succeed individually, but then also as a team, you know what I mean? And I'm just happy off the fact of being able to, you know, have a foundation at that slot corner, you know, per se, and, you know, being able to, you know, feel comfortable, not saying that I don't feel comfortable on the outside too, but being able to establish myself at that position has helped out a lot. And then also having guys around me that, you know, trust me and being able to, you know, make plays whenever they've presented themselves and everything. So I feel as though, you know, those guys, when it comes down to it, you know, Braves and, you know, T and Zach, you know, at the end of the day, you know, those are the guys that, you know, try to make sure that we succeeded every play and every down that we end up having out there. So,
and one of those situations to make a play, chance to make a play, came yesterday. You got your second career sack, but it wasn't one of those typical, oh, we blitz a slot corner and he's untouched. You actually had to put a little move there on a big guy offensive lineman. Do you like blitzing? How did that feel to beat the big guy?
Yeah, of course. You know, I like blitzing. You know, at the end of the day, I seen the guy right there, and, you know, I was like, I got to go ahead and use the things that, you know, that helped me out on the football field is, you know, quickness. So, you know, just tried to foot fire a little bit, you know, get him to where, you know, he doesn't know where I was going and everything, and then use my quickness to my advantage and everything like that to get back there and stuff. So,
all right, so punt returns for touchdowns, offensive touchdowns, interceptions, now successful blitzer. I have to ask you, is there any other aspect of your game that you have yet to share with us, or could that be like a playoff secret?
That's a good question. That's a good question. You know, I don't know specifically, you know, what's going to happen and everything like that when it comes down to anything else. But, man, I'm just excited. I can honestly say, you know, from the improvement and everything like that over the years, you know, individually, and then also the improvement as a team.
I'm sure you could play third down back as well. Can you spin the ball? Like, could you be an emergency quarterback if ever necessary?
I'm not a crazy passer or anything like that, but, you know, however I can help the team, you guys know that I'm down for it.
Patriots cornerback and punt returner Marcus Jones, jack of all trades here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. We just talked about where this team has come from. Massive transition in the offseason, coaching staff, players coming and going, the whole thing. And I know you don't want to rest on your laurels by any means, but what has impressed you the most about what this team has accomplished or the way that this team has come together?
Yeah, I would say, you know, at a point, you know, there was a whole bunch of new faces in the building. You know what I mean? And, you know, everyone, like I said, man, before, like, everyone told their story and everything. And we bonded and meshed from that time of everyone sharing their experiences, how they got into the game of football. And then at the end of the day, everyone's sticking together. You know, when we first started the season, like, we were 0-1, and no one knew, you know, what we could. We knew what we could do and everything like that, but at the end of the day, like, our response and stuff was so important when it came down to it. You know, it was a lot from the situation of trusting each other, I would say, and then also, you know, keeping our head down and keeping the main thing. We knew what type of identity that we wanted to instill and everything like that every single week. And with an 0-1 start, you know, that challenges the situation of the identity. And then also, you know, no one panicking at the end of the day, because, you know, sometimes whenever, you know, certain people panic and stuff, it can be contagious, but there was no panicking at any time, I could say, in the season and stuff. And, you know, like I said, taking it one day at a time is so important, and being where our feet are. And we've been doing that consistently, you know, this year and everything like that. And we're happy to be where we are. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, there's more to prove for sure.
I know you guys have known for a few weeks, and I'm sure you probably felt in your bones that for a while now that you guys were going to be a playoff team. So now here it is, the tournament, second season. How did Coach Vrabel last night address how things are going to change? And how do you expect the intensity of the game to crank up a bit come Sunday night? And you guys have a prime slot. You guys have the Sunday night game. That means the NFL chose you and the Chargers to be like the focal point of Wild Card Weekend.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Yeah, man. First off, you know, Braves talked about it. Like, records don't matter. You know what I mean? It's another part of the season. So we understand that. And, you know, we love the challenge. And then also, man, like, Sunday night football, we all been, you know, little kids watching it and wanting to be a part of it and everything like that. And we've had primetime games, but we understand that we want everyone to, you know, watch that game. And the Chargers, they're a great football team with a lot of dynamic players out there and everything like that, too. And I would say, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we're always trying to put our identity out there on display 24/7 anytime that, you know, we're out there on television and, you know, playing the sport that we love. And at the end of the day, there's higher stakes. You know what I mean? Like, people, either you're going to make it to the next game or you're going to have an earlier vacation. You know what I mean? And we know what comes with it. And we all talked about it, and Braves talked about it too. You know, no naps. You know, we did have a nap, you know, earlier in the game and stuff like that. But the second half, we finished how we needed to finish. But we understand that, you know, if you take a nap in the National Football League at this time, you know, you'll be packing up your things and going to have an early vacation. So, you know, at the end of the day, we want to go ahead and handle the things that we need to handle so then we can, you know, make it to the next week.
It's early in the week, and I know you haven't done all your prep yet, but this is a Chargers team that kind of curb-stomped you guys at the end of late in last season. Justin Herbert, we know about him. Ladd McConkey, a guy that you might come across. I'm just wondering what you see in the challenges of Herbert and McConkey and the Chargers and their physicality and everything they're going to bring to this battle.
Yeah, I would say, first off, man, a veteran quarterback. You know, he can make every throw, you know, out there on you know, on the field. And then also the connection that he has with all the guys out there on the field is you can see it, you know, just by watching the game and, you know, watching the film and stuff like that. And then also, you know, Ladd, man, he runs a lot of routes. You know, they give him options to run routes, you know, and everything. He's a great route runner. And then also catching the ball and stuff like that. You know, he can do something with the ball in his hand after the catch, too. So our importance, man, at the end of the day is, you know, playing our football, you know, getting back there, making it a little bit more difficult from the situation on the back end of him reading coverages and everything. Because when you're playing veteran quarterbacks, you know, you got to be able to disguise and eliminate space and everything like that as well. So
Marcus, when we spoke to you last, we had asked you if you said you weren't a big New Year's guy and you weren't sure if you had any New Year's resolutions. So just curious, did you have a good New Year? Obviously, it's off to a great start football-wise. Did you have a good New Year's, and did you think about any resolutions?
Yeah, so I did have a good New Year's. Basically, I chilled at home and called the people and everything like that. That's important to me and stuff. And then also New Year's resolution, man. I mean, my main thing is, you know, keep improving, you know, as a father, as a person, you know. And then anything that's been going good and stuff like that, I want to keep consistent when it comes with that, keep consistency in my life when it comes to that. And then help, you know, serve more people, you know, whether it's in the community or, you know, in my circle and everything like that, and try to enhance what they have going on in life and try to enhance, you know, situation of knowledge, you know, stuff off the field and everything like that, too.
You don't have a vote, and neither do we, but there's a lot of hubbub and debate going on about the MVP award in the NFL. Who do you think should be the NFL MVP this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know why you asked that.
You're going to say McCaffrey.
Yeah, we get it. Yeah, no. Ah, no, no, no. Y'all know it's 10, man, all the way.
Why? Why is he the best player, most important player in football? What would your case, if you had a chance to make a case to the 50 voters, what would you say?
I mean, the main thing that I would say is, you know, it's very hard, first off, to end up having the completion percentage that he has. I mean, you turn on the film and everything like that, like, it's hard also to end up, you know, having five wide receivers with five, you know, touchdowns, five different people. You know what I mean? Like, being able to distribute the ball the way that he does, you know, his confidence back there and everything. I mean, you could just turn on the tape and you could just see it. It says everything.
Hey, Marcus, I'm just curious. I'm sure you guys had a lot of fun with Drake May and the whole, like, Drake May's nickname is Drake May. I don't think we've ever asked you. Do you have a nickname?
No, I don't have a nickname that I know of. I mean, some people call me Mark because it's short for Marcus. But other than that, like, no, I don't have too much. Some people call me MJ. You know, I don't really have too much. But no, I'm pretty simple. But I don't know who ended up making the Drake May May. Like, I don't know who did it. But, you know, people, you know, have been going with it and everything like that. And it's funny.
Marcus, don't take this the wrong way, but a guy who was excited to get socks and underwear for Christmas, his nickname being Mark because it's short for Marcus, plays with the entire persona you're putting
on brand, buddy.
All right, Marcus, good luck with the prep this week. Good luck with McConkie and Herbert and the Chargers on Sunday night. Go out there, have some fun, and hopefully we keep talking to you down the road.
For sure. And I appreciate you guys so much.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Thanks,
Marcus Jones.
Marcus Jones with a fun interview there. He's an
good
interesting
answer.
Guy.
Longer answer. Like, he was a little more a little more thoughtful this
Especially
week.
Especially early on when we're asking kind of like, hey, you got 14 wins. Do you get a chance to actually enjoy it? And he's like, yeah. And like, we have accomplished. We have come a long
no,
way.
No, bro, get back to work.
But we didn't come this far to just come this far as the guy
My
12.
My nickname is Mark.
Yeah, I enjoy that. Or MJ. Don't forget his initials. Those are his initials.
Wait,
as
we
well.
Gotta come up. We have to come up with a nickname for him.
Okay, maybe we'll try that next. We'll also go over a couple of his answers. Reminder, we're going to wait to hear from Drake May. He is now at 4:15 here on a Patriots Monday. We'll be talking to the quarterback, the MVP potentially of the National Football League. That's 4:15. We'll talk to Drake May. Up next, we'll talk a little bit more about Marcus Jones, what he had to say, reflecting on a 14-win Patriots team heading into the playoffs. That's next on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.